great night of Appalachian League baseball action.
So, Amphisman Red lineup. Amphisman Red, Amphisman Sung, and the Fly Boys and Wisp Pigs are getting set for game two of this two-game set here at Honeycutt Field, the series finale for these two teams. Whistle Pigs will win, would clinch the season series over the Fly Boys. Fly Boys will win, would earn a sweep, and would get to over 500 for the first time this season, looking for win lucky number 13. Looking at 12-12 for win last night, put the Fly Boys right at 500 for the second time this season. Leading off is a dangerous batter for the Fly Boys in Miles Smith. Center fielder of UC Irvine last night was phenomenal. He went 4-for-5 with 2 runs scored in RBI, including a leadoff double for the Fly Boys. So Miles Smith looking to continue his series. Continues great series, pardon me, against the Princeton Whistle Pigs in the leadoff spot, designated hitter. Beautiful night tonight at Honeycutt Field. Not a cloud in the sky here in downtown Princeton, West Virginia. Sun's starting to set behind us here on the campus of Princeton High School in Princeton, West Virginia. It's been warm today. Supposedly it's going to cool off once again. It was a cool night last night. Both these teams finished up. Got down to about 73 degrees or so. We'll look to hopefully do that again as a decent little crowd starting to pile in to Honeycutt Field still. Late arriving crowd for the Whistle Pigs, but they have been a good crowd for sure. Also, we have some Flyboy fans in attendance. Glad that they could make the trip, but if you couldn't make the trip up to Princeton, West Virginia, we thank you for tuning in to the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. All 58 games broadcast live at flyboysbaseball.com. Of course, video via Pixelot for all home games. It's already crazy to believe that we're almost a month done with the season. Tomorrow is June 30th. The season started on June 3rd, so roughly a month into the season here. And then after July 4th, it's going to be quick, so you're going to have to see some teams turn it up a notch, trying to find their way. Only top two teams in the division make the playoffs, so Fly Boys will need to get another great run. They went 5-1 last week. We'll look to do at least so. Maybe stay perfect this week. So Smith will step in. Two-faced. The pitcher, Rob Reddy. And Rob Reddy is ready. Fires and gets a strike right down the middle. Starting at 7:03 p.m. here in Princeton, West Virginia, as we are underway in the top of the first inning. Ready out of Richmond University in Virginia. The 0-1. That one's high outside 1-1. Native of Cape May, New Jersey. So found his way down to play for the Spiders out of the A-10. Had a great year. Runner-ups in the A-10 tournament. Upset the 1-seed Davidson Wildcats for falling to the VCU Rams in the championship game. The 1-1. That one's chopped softly over the first and fouled out of play. As Reeves will pick it up, throw it back in. So 1-2 count coming. Rob Reddy looking for his first strikeout of the ballgame. Didn't get a lot of those against Greenville, but allowing just 3 hits, didn't allow any runs, and got the win. That was his first win of the season back on June 16th. The 1-2. That one's hit toward left field, and will go right into the left fielder's glove, into the glove of Jack Burden, and there's one away to start. First inning, Burden had to move couple steps to the right and grab that little soft liner. That went right into his gloves. Here comes Dub Gleed, and Gleed looking to get off the schneid. So he went 0-for-5 last night with 2 strikeouts. Average down to 175, so Gleed looking to get something going here. First pitch he sees a strike down the middle, breaking ball. It's 0-1. When Gleed gets on, he has got the speed to burn. Problem is, against Princeton, he was unable to get on. Did so against Elizabethton last Saturday and scored a couple of runs, 0-1. That one gets in there again, 0-2. Sun starting to go behind the awning on the stadium, so home plate covered in shade. The rest of the field, however, you're looking right into the sun, so that's going to be difficult for a while, especially in right field or at first and second. The 0-2. That one's high, and that's 1-2. So what happened, Weems really couldn't find a little blooper last night and landed right in front of him because of the sun, so it's going to be difficult for about an hour or so. You're playing in the outfield, so hopefully you get some ground ball outs and make your life a little bit easier. The 1-2. That one's hit skyward into the air. Reeves is going to run over in foul territory and cannot make the catch as it goes off the top of the dugout. I think that field's an interesting field. It's, the dugouts are actually underneath the stadium. The bleachers sit on top of that, kind of elevated in a horseshoe pattern. And the base path. So you're underground when you're in the clubhouse, in the dugouts, and you're kind of elevated when you're in the stands or in the press box, like I am here. The 1-2 pitch coming from Ready to Gleed. Here's the pitch. That one's up the end of the bat and foul down the right field line and out of play. So long at bats already for the Fly Boys, looking to push Rob Ready as long as they can. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming. That one's hit high in the air to right field. Going to keep going. Hangs in the air. And it will get out of here. That's a home run for Dub Gleed. Club Dub is open early. That's how you get out of a slump. Dub Gleed, home run to right. And it's now a 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Well, the wind's blowing out to right field. Got up in the jet stream, and Dub Gleed hits his first home run of the season. That's a 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys with one out. Top of the first. First pitch from Ray to Brock Daniels. This is low, 1-0. And he gets out of that slump for sure. Does Gleed. That one almost hits Daniels in the feet and gets away from Ready. It's 2-0. Count coming to Brock Daniels, who has had 7 RBIs in the last 2 games he's played. He rips that one to right field. It's going to get down. That's going to be at least a single. Rounding first is Daniels. Actually holds up. Great stop. The last minute by Wiley in right field. And Brock Daniels reaches with a one-out single here in the top of the first. Brock Daniels has been just putting it on as of late. There was 5 RBI against Elizabethton, including his first home run of the season last Saturday. Now he's got a single. Here comes David Bishop up with one away, and he'll check swing back to the pitcher Ready. Ready throws to second base. Tack for one for first is not in time. Fielder's choice. That was a high throw from Ready over to Woody Hedin. Hedin kind of slipped guardless. The Whistle Pigs get the lead runner. And there's 2 outs for Avery Collins. As Collins steps in, the Greenville native, Cleveland Junior College player, playing catcher today. Ready fires. First pitch swinging to Collins, and actually that one hits Bishop, and Bishop's going to be out. A little soft liner nailed Bishop right in the back, and Bishop frustrated at himself, and Bishop's going to be out on the play because the ball hit him in the air, and that ends the inning, but not before Dub Gleed opens up the club early, and the Fly Boys lead it 1-0 right to the bottom of the first inning. We'll tell you about the pitcher for the Fly Boys, Finn Wall, as he steps in. We return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So Ben Wall starting this ball game. Now, UC Irvine, he's starting pitcher tonight. And Wall, well, last time he made an appearance against the Whistle Pigs, didn't go well for him. Earned the loss. Went 3 2/3 of an inning, gave up 4 runs, and walked 3 and struck out 2. Last appearance, though, against Pulaski went well. That was exactly 1 week ago against the River Turtles. Wall went 6 innings, gave up 7 hits, but only 2 runs. Walked 3 and struck out 6. He was solid as the Flyboys held on for a 8-7 victory over the Pulaski River Turtles back on June 22nd. This season, Wall is 0-1 with 5.06 ERA. 10 2/3 innings pitched, gave up 13 hits, 6 runs. Walked 7 and struck out 8. Has a whip of 1.88. So, I'm going to get set as Jalen DeBose steps in. DeBose made an appearance last night, drew a walk, and struck out. So, came in to replace Jesse Robinson Jr. in center field. Able to get on base once. Look to do so here. Start off the bottom of the first inning. So Wall gets set and fires, and first pitch swinging, back goes flying into the stands. You hear all that banging around, that's the bat of DeBose. Swings the first pitch he sees, the bat is flying into the crowd. Luckily, no one was sitting over there. And it's out of play, and a fan's going to run up, and it's actually a Greenville Flyboys fan's going to throw it down to DeBose, and DeBose is going to get his bat from the fan. Miles Smith did the same thing last night. It just went toward the dugout of the Whistle Pigs, but I've never seen that before, going flying to the stand from DeBose in the first swing of the game. So now here's the 0-1 from Wall to DeBose. This time he holds on to the bat, doesn't swing at it, and it's 1-1. I mean, it's warmer than yesterday, but got the gloves on, so I think perspiration should be a factor. The 1-1 swings at that head. Wall ducked out of the way and couldn't quite grab it. And that's a leadoff single for Jalen DeBose. So DeBose makes up for it. Gets the leadoff single. Just over the shoulder of Finn Wall. Would have been a tough play for Wall. That was a pretty good liner from DeBose. So there brings him Woody Hedin, and Hedin last night went 1-for-4 with an RBI. Now, see, he's been a great defensive player for the Whistle Pigs. Made some great plays last night. Here comes the first pitch. Nobody out in the bottom of the first. That one's hit to left field, and taking a couple steps up will be Kennedy. And he makes the grab, one away. Defensive alignment for your Flyboys. Avery Collins is the catcher. First base, Bo Ankeny. Brock Nails at second. Doug Lee at short. David Bishop at third. Aiden Candy in left. Center fielder is Kian Saylor. And Andrew Pinkston makes his debut playing right field today. So Dean flies out to Candy, and that brings up the right fielder, David Wiley, making... He looks at that pitch, that's low, and, pardon me, yeah, that's low for a ball. David Wiley from Wofford College down in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Stanton, Georgia native. I believe this is his first at-bat of the year for the Whistle Pigs. Let's see, his next pitch in the dirt, blocked by Collins, 2-0. His first at-bat this year for the Whistle Pigs. Played for another team, not entirely sure what team Wiley played for before. But this is his first at-bat for the Princeton Whistle Pigs, looking to do what Henry Cook did last night and hit a home run in his first at-bat. The 1-0. All right, 2-0. Pardon me. They've changed up the lineup again. That's actually Landon Reeves. So Wiley was listed as batting third, so the lineup has been changed. I think it's my mistake on miscommunication, and Reeves draws a four-pitch walk, and LA runners at first and second.
Now batting for the Whistle Pigs.
Yes.
Amir
Cormier steps in. We're trying to figure out. Looks like they just skipped Wiley in the lineup. He's listed as batting third. I don't know what happened there. But we'll get you back. Sorry about that. Rose at first and second. Pitch to Cormier is in there for a strike, 0-1. So Amir Cormier from Gaston College in North Carolina. Came in as a pinch hitter last night. He's got runners at first and second with just one away here in the bottom of the first. Down 1-0 after the Flyboys home run by Doug Lee. Throw back to second to check on the runner, DeBose, and actually hits him in the backside. And Daniels can't grab it in time, but luckily it stays in the infield, so no harm done yet. Let's see where Wiley is actually on the lineup, because he's not on deck either. It's Jack Burden. Pardon me, that is Jack Burden on deck. So lineup shifted around a little bit for Wiley. So here's the 0-1 coming. That one's hit off the end of the bat, hanging in the air. Ankeny's going to look for it, can't find it. And Doc Daniels can't grab it either, because off the end of his glove. Everybody's going to advance for the second. Is in time, though, for the force out at second. Daniels couldn't find the ball, neither could Ankeny. It goes off the glove. Pinkston, I believe, picked it up, threw it over to Doug Lee, who's covering, and gets the force out at second. So at least one out. The first disaster. DeCornier reaches on the fielder's choice, but Jack Burden's up and two away. That was a weird play. Again, we told you about the sun being in your eyes, and Pinkston couldn't find it. Ankeny couldn't, looking for it, and it went off the glove of Daniels, and then eventually thrown out a second is Landon Reeves. Burden, first pitch he sees outside 1-0. Burden last night went 2-for-1 with a run scored. 2-for-4, pardon me, with a run scored and struck out once. Looking to get a hit here to tie it up. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Finn Wall. That one's in there for a strike, 1-1. Jack Burden out of Cal Berkeley from the Pac-12 Conference. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming, and now we're going to throw to first to check on Cormier, and he's back in time. Throws at first and third, two away. Ben Wall looking to keep the Whistle Pigs off the scoreboard. 1-0 lead for the Flyboys in the bottom of the first inning. Throw back to first, not in time. Cormier's back there safely. Cormier this season only has one stolen base, so not really a speed demon. He's a tall-bodied player out of Gaston College. 1-1. Golf swing backwards, now 1-2, and Wall can get out of this inning. He can get his first strikeout of the day. Burden resets gloves and steps back in. Little 1-2 pitch coming from Finn Wall. Runs at the corners, two outs, a 1-0 ball game. lead for the Flyboys. Wall gets signed. Delivers. Swing! I miss! Strike three. Finn Wall gets out of the jam and keeps the Whistle Pigs off the board. Boys hold on to a 1-0 lead. We head to the top of the second inning. Your score, Flyboys 1. Whistle Pigs 0 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
One nothing lead for the Flyboys back here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network at the Princeton Whistle Pigs. Time to check around the rest of the Appy League. Pulaski and Bluefield are in the bottom of the third of that game that starts 6:30. No score there between the Ridge Runners and the River Turtles. Johnson City and Burlington scoreless in the top of the second inning. Johnson City looking for their second straight win, a sweep over Burlington. That would give them the series victory as well. Hard to believe the Doughboys would have that series victory locked up. Danville and Kingsport are scoreless, but the Kingsport offense already has runners on first and second with two away in the bottom of the first. And Bristol and Elizabethton are scoreless in the top of the second. So comes Aiden Cannaday. Designated hitter. Out of Tama Valley Community College, first pitch he sees is a ball from Ray's only misstep was that home run. He also gave up a single to Brock Daniels. They gave that home run to Dove Gleed, and that's why it's a 1-0 lead. There's the 1-0 in there for a strike, 1-1 on to Cannaday. Cannaday banked 250 on the season. He's kind of moved around the left field, first base, designated hitter. He's moved all around the field this season for the Flyboys in left field tonight. Here's 1-1 pitch. That one gets inside. It's 2-1. Two hits for the Whistle Pigs, too, but a strikeout by Finn Wall. Got him out of the inning. They actually ruled that play a hit, not a fielder's choice. And the ball that went off of Brock Daniels' glove. 2-1. That one's hit toward third. Picked up. Stumbled, throw over the first is just in time, as that was a tough play. Cornier bobbled that one off a weird hop through the first and just getting out Cannaday on the ground out, and there's one away here in the top of the second inning. So goes Bo Ankeny. Ankeny. Last night, went 1-for-4 with a run scored. Had a double last night. Pitch from Reddy. Check swing. No, I say found the edge of the strike zone. Ain't going to yell up his swing, but didn't matter as that one found the bottom edge. It's 0-1. Seeing three hits for the Flyboys. Trying to figure out where the third one came from. Here's the 0-1. That one's hit by Ankeny over to the right field corner. Going to keep going. And that one is gone. Bo Ankeny, third home run of the season. And the home run derby has started here for the Flyboys. As Ankeny goes yard, second home run, 2-0. A liner down the right field line gets out of here. And another home run for the Fly Boys, and they lead it 2-0 thanks to the swing of the bat by Bo Ankeny. So now for the first time with a 2-0 lead, we will see Andrew Pinkston make his debut for the Fly Boys. He steps in. Looks at a pitch outside one of Andrew Pinkston from Smyrna, Georgia, plays at Northwestern University up in Chicago, Illinois in the Big Ten Conference this past season. He's got a 1-0 count coming from Rob Reddy. Here's the pitch. That one's hit over to Hedin. Hedin picks it up for the first, and a ground out is how Andrew Pinkston starts his Appy League career 2-0. So, only three hits tonight. So well, already three hits tonight, I want to say that, and bomb a second. Two of those have been home runs for the Fly Boys. And now, Kian Saylor steps in. Again, 2-0. Our score is Saylor swings the first pitch, he fouls it off. So a sack fly against Elizabethton. This is his last appearance for the Fly Boys, batting 170 on the year. It's Bo Ankeny. He's now tied up Ian Daugherty again for the team lead in home runs. Daugherty's not in the lineup today, so Ankeny can overtake it if he wants to. That one's high, 1-1. That one just was a line drive. It didn't really hang in the air. It just kept going, 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 and then got out over the right field wall. Line shot from Ankeny. Makes it a 2-0 game. The 1-1 to Saylor. Saylor, broken bat up the middle. Hedin makes the catch. Throw the first in time. What a play by Woody Hedin to run over and make the stop. For the another home run for the Fly Boys. This time it's Bo Ankeny going deep, and Greenville has a 2-0 lead. Can the Whistle Pigs answer? Find out when we return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought!
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Already a 2-0 lead for the Fly Boys after two home runs early. One in the first inning by Doug Lead, his first of the year, and then one in the second inning, his third of the year for Bo Ankeny. It's a 2-0 lead for the Fly Boys on the Princeton Whistle Pigs here at Honeycutt Field in Princeton, West Virginia. Glad to have you here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. So here comes Henry Cook, and Cook had a debut for the ages last night. Hit a home run, the second pitch he saw in the Appy League as he gets set, breaking ball, hits that one to right field, but goes foul. Oh, one ball, he'd done it again. Then we'll shut down after that. But still, going 2-for-4 of a run, scored 2 RBI. In your first appearance, pretty good. Reaches for that one, fouls it off the awning. He's actually going to roll off the back of the awning. And out of play. Wall looking for a second straight strikeout. the end of the first inning, got out of a jam with one. The 0-2 to Cook. Breaking ball. Misses outside. 1-2. Osborne, 16 pitches, 10 strikes. So he's been peppering the strike zone for the Fly Boys. The 1-2. That one is in there. Call strike three. Delayed strike three. Call. Cook was kind of staring out, waiting for the umpire to make the call. And when he does, he doesn't like it. That one sneaks in there. Strike three. Call. So here comes David Wiley. And we had him as another batter because change the lineup. He's a late-minute substitution as that one gets in there for a strike 0-1. Wiley got in there to play right field. We thought Weems was going to bat. Well, they moved everybody up the lineup some, so now Wiley is up. Batting 7th as he fouls that one off quickly, 0-2. Wiley from Georgia. Native of staff from Georgia. Looking at Wofford College in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Home of the Terriers, who had a very good season of the SoCon. SoCon regular season champs. The 0-2 from Wall. Fires. That one's hit over towards second base. Dive is made, but can't be stopped. And the ball, as Ankeny dove at that one, missed it. Throws at the right field, and there's a one-out single for Wiley. Gardner Lawrence of NJIT in New Jersey. We have one away here in the bottom of the second inning. First is Wiley. Gets his first hit as a whistle pig. That one breaks down low. It's 1-0. It's the second hit of the ball game, so they did change that to a fielder's choice. There have been three hits for the Fly Boys. There's the 1-0, breaks down. It's away, 2-0. Stats have given Avery Collins a hit, but Collins did not reach back in the first inning because he hit David Bishop with the ball. Bishop couldn't see it coming for him, hit him right in the hip, and that ended the inning. So that ended the at-bat for Collins. Here's a 2-0 pitch coming. In the dirt, can't be blocked by Collins, and moving up 90 feet is Wiley. Pass ball, and now it's a 3-0 count, and Wall in danger of having runners at first and second with one out. That's what he had last inning, was able to get out of a jam as somebody's moving toward the Greenville bullpen early. Nothing really going on yet. Wall did go six innings against Pulaski, so if he can get out of some jams, should be fine. Has a 2-0 lead thanks to two home runs. The bat, Dub Gleed and Bo Ankeny. Here's a 3-0 pitch. That one's in there for a strike, 3-1. Lawrence batting just 087 on the season, but does have a home run and a 584 OPS. So he's able to get a hold of one. It's going to be dangerous. Looks to switch places with his teammate Wiley, who stands at second after the pass ball. All right, I'm going to roll out a wild pitch. 3-1. In the dirt, blocked by Collins, and that's the second walk of the game. Thrown by Finnegan Wall. And now they're at first and second. It's Solomon. Solomon. Last night was 0-for-1, but scored a run and drew a pair of walks. So was able to get on base. Did strike out in his last appearance before being replaced by Cornier. The end of the ball game. Unfortunately, had an error last night that cost the Whispigs getting out of the inning. Maybe cost him at least a run. Here's the pitch from Wall. That one's hit over to Daniels. Daniels throws the second for one. For the first is in time. Double play. The 4-6-3 double play ends the inning, and the Flyboy defense comes up big once again. As the Flyboys allow a pair of runners on, Whistle Pigs can't score, and the Flyboys still lead it 2-0. We head to the top of the third inning. Flyboys looking for another home run. Can the home run derby continue? When we return, Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Two nothing lead for the Flyboys as we head to the top of the third inning. And fans, the Flyboys are back home tomorrow at Pioneer Park. It's going to be a $3.20 draft beers, and you know it goes great with a nice beer, a juicy Elm Helm hot dog. You can stop by the concession stands at Pioneer Park, get yourself one of those nice juicy Elm Helm hot dogs. Elm Helm, the official hot dog of your Greenville Flyboys. Rob Reddy's only allowed 3 hits today. And other than the single by Brock Daniels, 2 of those have left the ballpark. So, it's been tough. One was won by Dub Glead, his first of the season, to right center field. That just hung in the air, got in the jet stream, wind blowing out toward right field, and got over the signs. Meanwhile, Bo Ankeny hit a line drive that went over the right field wall in the right field corner. Stayed fair. Just 2 swings are the reason it's 2-0. And back to top of the order with Miles Smith coming up to bat. Smith is 0-for-1 today. As he flew out to left field to Jack Burton his last time up. He had a solid night last night, looking to keep it going here. This pitch from Reddy in the dirt. That may have actually clipped Smith. That did hit Smith right in the foot, and he's down. That pitch missed from Reddy. Hit him right on the top of the foot. Smith is up now, walking toward first, and you don't want to see that. Saborn Campbell already banged up after he was hit in the hand by a pitch on Sunday. And Smith got plunked by one in the foot. Looks to be fine. Lays off the trainer, Maria Mueller. Now he's going to walk out to the outfield and jog a little bit to kind of get the feeling back in his foot. So, Reddy a bit wild on that one. Wasn't intentional, but just hit him in the top of the foot. And that's how the leadoff batter gets aboard. Hopefully Smith can stay in the ball game. He's walking around talking to Coach Antoine Buckley over at first base. Looks to be fine, and that cannot feel good. I saw Brock Daniels fouling off on Saturday off his foot, and he stayed in. So tougher men than I ever am, for sure. Here comes Dub Glee, his first home run of the season, back in the first inning, and will look to do so again to bring home his UC Irvine teammate. First pitch is a ball that breaks away 1-0. Rob Reddy has allowed 3 hits, 2 home runs, 2 runs, and has hit a batter. He has not struck anyone out on 28 pitches, 18 strikes. A tough go early. Here's the 1-0. That one's chopped over the third. Corrier picks it up, throws second in time for 1. For the first is in time for 2, double play. The 5-4-3 double play. I don't wonder if Smith was affected a little bit because of his foot. Good double play turn by Cornier, and there's 2 away here in the top of the third inning for Brock Daniels. We'll see if Smith stays in the ballgame. He's getting checked out instantly by Maria Mueller as he goes into the dugout. Here goes Brock Daniels, has a single already tonight. He's been phenomenal as of late. Looks at that first pitch strike in there, 0-1. So Reddy's only thrown three pitches this inning and has two outs. Granny hit Miles Smith and then got the ground ball for double play. That was his fourth pitch of the inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming to Daniels. Daniels chops that one over to second, and it gets through. Gets by the diving second baseman, A.J. Solomon. That's now back-to-back singles for Brock Daniels, and it's a two-out single. That gets a runner on for the Fly Boys here in the
top batting for Greenville, third base number 28, David Bishop.
Top of the third inning. So inning continues. David Bishop comes on. He reached on a fielder's choice after the fly ball double play. Cornier threw a little high, but then was out when the ball hit him off the bat of Avery Collins. Here's the pitch from Bishop, or to Bishop, and it's fouled off the netting. 0-1. The stats say that Avery Collins has a hit. Technically, you're not wrong. He did hit something. He hit David Bishop in the leg. But Collins stands on deck, does not have a hit tonight, so it's four hits for the Fly Boys. And two for the Whistle Pigs. That one's at sky high foul, 0-2, and Reddy can get out of the inning. It's another hit. Thought it was a hit for the Whistle Pigs. It was really a fielder's choice off the glove of Brock Daniels. Here's the 0-2 pitch for two outs. Daniels sits at first base. Top of the third inning. Fly Boys up 2-0. The 0-2. That one's hit. High into the air to center field. Going to keep going back and making the catch at the warning track is the center fielder, Jalen DeBose. And that ends the inning. So Brock Daniels gets a hit, but nothing going for the Fly Boys in the third inning. We head to the bottom of the third. Can the Whistle Pigs score their first run of the ball game? Find out here. The Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservation 23-787-7500.
Two nothing lead for the Fly Boys, and they're kept scoreless for the first time in an inning. Heading to the bottom of the third. On top of the Princeton Whistle Pigs, looking around the rest of the happy lead. Bluefield is now taking a 3-0 lead on Pulaski in the top of the fifth inning, just down the road from here. Burlington, Johnson City still scoreless in the bottom of the third. Interesting to see if Johnson City could take that season series, which would be very surprising. See how good Burlington's been this year. Danville and Kingsport scoreless, surprisingly. Kingsport hasn't scored any runs yet in that one. And Bristol and Elizabethan also scoreless in the top of the third inning. Danville, that Kingsport game, has runners at first and third with nobody out in the top of the third. So see if the Axemen can hold off the Otterbots in Kingsport. A win for Danville would help the Fly Boys. The Fly Boys can win tonight. Win for Kingsport, making them the first team in the Happy League to reach 20 wins. Could also be there fourth in a row after being swept by the Fly Boys last week. Here's Jalen DeBose. Leadoff single to start the bottom of the first inning, his last time up. Pitch from Walls in there, breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Walls thrown just 27 pitches, 17 strikes, has a pair of strikeouts. He has been very good, allowed two hits, walk two. That one's hit to the outfield, going to be a tough play for anybody, and it's going to hit off the wall. DeBose rounding first. He's going to second. Now he's going to round second. Going to go in the third. The throw to third is in time because off the glove of Bishop. And he is safe with a leadoff triple. That was a perfect throw from Dove Gleed after Kean Saylor picked it up in the outfield. but it went off the glove of Bishop as Bishop couldn't control it. That would have been a bang-bang play. Great throw by Gleed. But that's a leadoff triple for the Bows, and now a run. This is 90 feet away, and Woody Hedin. Dean flew out the left his last time up. That one breaks down low, and it's 1-0. So three hits given up today by Wall, and two of those have been to the Bows. Single and now a triple. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's hit up the line to first, gets by the glove of Ankeny, and that's going to be an RBI single for Woody Hedin. Ankeny was right there, had the play, but it went off his glove, deflecting to the outfield, and the RBI single makes it a 2-1 game. That was just a not really a tough play either for Ankeny. He's got the frame to make the stop. Probably would have held up the Bows at third, and as it rolls to the outfield, it's an RBI single, and now it's a 2-1 lead for the Flyboys. Here comes Landon Reeves. He walked his last time up. Now he has a runner at first with nobody out. Check swing, and they're going to say Reeves went around. 0-1. So how will Wall respond after giving up his first run of the game? Here in the bottom of the third, further check on Hedin. He's back in there safely. Wall and Hedin know each other well there. Teammates at UC Irvine, of course. Wall, one of four UC Irvine Anteaters from the Flyboys. David Vizcaino pitched last night. You have Miles Smith and Doug Glee. For back to first, almost in time, but Hedin slides underneath the tag of Ankeny. Hedin this season does have three stolen bases, so could be a minor threat to steal. The 0-1. Allen breaks away, and it's 1-1. To Landon Reeves out of Davidson College up in North Carolina. An absolute moonshot. His last time against the Flyboys. Not quite center field, but went over right center field. It's 425 feet. 1-1. High, right out of the second. Is offline, but a tag is made on the backside by Doug Gleed. That throw was high from Collins. Gleed makes the grab, tags his UC Irvine teammate out, trying to steal second, and there's one away here in the bottom of the third inning. What a play by Dub Gleed. He's getting done offense and defense. So one out, 2-1 count now coming from Finn Wall. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swing and goes around those Reeves, and now it's 2-2. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. So after the run scored, a great play by Dub Gleed. Gives the Wispig off the base pass. Here's a 2-2 pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Collins, and the count runs full. Reeves looking for his second straight walk of the night. After Collins gunned out Hedin trying to steal second. Oh, great play by Dub Gleed. Payoff pitch. That one's chopped softly over to Ankeny. Picks it up. Throw over to Wall at first, who's covering. And there's out number two. So that brings up Amir Cornier. Cornier reached on a fielder's choice his last time up, but was stranded at first to win the inning. Cornier will step in. Two away here in the bottom of the third after the whistle pick score. That one's outside 1-0. Leadoff triple by the Bows and then an RBI single from Woody Hedin. Actually, they're going to rule out error. I thought that was a tough play by Ankeny swinging him. I thought Ankeny, I mean, it was off his glove, so it was kind of a soft liner. So, yeah, I get the call. So that's actually an error. So the Bows scores off the error by Ankeny. That one almost clips up at Cornier. He gets out of the way 2-1. But regardless, the Whistle Pigs have scored a run no matter how you can get on there. Of course, the Dean was out second base off the pickoff. 2-1 is high again, now 3-1. So, trio of pitchers standing in the Greenville bullpen, just hugging it out, it looks like. They literally just have their arms around each other, just kind of watching the game. You know. We love positive male friendships here. 3-1, breaking ball high, and that's a walk from Wall, his very early evening. And the inning continues with Cornier now at first base. Here comes Jag Burden. We have two outs. Burden struck out his last time up. One of two strikeouts for Finn Wall. Wall has walked three today. One in each inning. That one's swinging foul off by Burton's backstop, 0-1. Cornier over at first base, drawing the walk. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming. That one is dropped by Collins. Ball that got the edge of the strike zone, did not. Now it's 1-1. Wall has thrown 42 pitches, 24 strikes. So this has been his longest outing for sure. And 2 2/3 innings of work. Longest inning for sure. Pardon me. Went 6 innings last week against Pulaski. 1-1. Now a miss is just low, and now it's 2-1. 2-1 pitch coming from Finn Wall. They're going to get on first. Lead the walk is Cornier. 2-1. In the dirt now. 3-1. So pitch coming. Wall looking to avoid giving up back-to-back walks here. With two outs in the bottom of the third inning and get out of this one without giving up any more runs to the Whistle Pigs. 3-1. That one's hit high into the air, fouled off, and the count runs full. It's back toward the road behind the stadium, a little access road. It has some traffic here. It's a busy area, so maybe if the Whistle Pigs are playing, you'll drive down that access road next to the Sheets and the Wendy's. Here's the payoff pitch, two outs coming from Finn Wall. Fires, and that's high. That's another walk. Back-to-back walks issued by Wall, and there's runners at first and second with two outs. And Henry Cook steps in, struck out his last time up on a called strike three. Hit a home run, had a triple last night. If he hits a homer, and possibly hits a triple, well, it's a triple would score two runs. A homer would score three. So, got to be careful here against Henry Cook, the Virginia Tech Hokie. Look at just the second game of the season. Runs the first and second, two away. Here in the bottom of the third, after the Whistle Pigs have scored one run already. Here's the pitch, breaking ball, swinging a miss. Good pitch from Wall. It's 1-0. Run score after the leadoff triple by DeBose, and then they're going to rule out an error on Bo Ankeny. Allowed Hedin to reach first, and DeBose came in to score from 90 feet away. Here's the 0-1 pitch, out foul, and Wall's a strike away from getting out of this inning. This will be the second strikeout of the day for Cook. Wall gets set, gets the sign from Collins. Then gets ready to deliver. The 0-2 coming. Wall fires. In the dirt, blocked by Collins, 1-2. The breaking ball is what Wall's been looking to go to. Instead of blowing it right by anybody, but it's breaking a little too much right now. Did get that good one early in this at bat. Colin Cook, they swung out and missed. The 1-2 pitch from Finn Wall. He delivers. Swing and a missed strike three. Finwall gets out of the jam. But the Whistle Pigs get a run back. They've cut the lead in half. We have played a third of this ball game. Flyboys up 2-1. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Can the Flyboys extend their lead? And we return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And to the top of the play, onto a 2-1 lead after the Whistle Pigs score a run in the bottom of the third inning to cut the lead in half. And something that the Flyboys last night were able to score four unanswered in the fourth and fifth, and the bullpen was lights out for Greenville. They didn't allow a single run in six innings of work from Shane Tucker and Andrew Morones and struck out eight. And before that third inning score, that had been eight innings of straight of scoreless baseball by the Princeton Whistle Pigs against the Greenville Flyboys. For the bottom of the third, where they scored one run after the error by Bo Agnew at first.
Catcher number eight, Avery Collins.
So Avery Collins will lead it off here in the top of the fourth. Avery Collins hit David Bishop on a line drive that end of the inning back in the first, so nobody aboard now, and Collins will swing at the first pitch he sees and fouls it off, 0-1. A little soft liner that Bishop couldn't see because of the sun. The sun's still setting, but it's right in your face if you're on the right field side. First base, second base, and right field all dealing with it. Center field a little bit. Having to look toward home plate, the 0-1. That one's hit over the second, grabbed by Solomon, throw the first in time, and there's one away off the ground out. It's a beautiful night, not too warm. It actually felt very nice toward the end of the game. Got down to about 73 degrees last night. Should get down to about that. It was warm at BP, but just 88 degrees instead of 105 like we saw a couple of weeks ago in Greenville. Still warm enough to make it not too fun to be outside. Kennedy's 0 for 1 today. First pitch he sees outside for a ball, 1-0. Ground out to third his last time up. As Ankeny stands on deck, Ankeny hit a home run his last time up, a line drive over the right field wall. That made it at the time 2-0. The 1-0, Kennedy swings and misses a one outside the zone. It's 1-1. Now 2-1, all the runs for the Flyboys have been scored off of homers, and the other two hits have been by Brock Daniels, two singles, so he's still continuing his strong last few games. The 1-1, Hannaday swings and misses that one, it's 1-2. Reddy does not have a strikeout today, but is looking for his first. He's thrown just 39 pitches, this will be number 40, so he's been able to work quickly, just has given up those two home runs on two pitches left kind of high in the zone that got over the right field wall as the wind was blowing up the right field and still is softly blowing out there as Kennedy fouls that one off over the third base side. It means 1-2. And small crowd, but pretty good crowd here. Passionate crowd of Whistle Pigs faithful. We have to watch their team to avoid their third straight loss and avoid getting swept by the Flyboys. The 1-2 pitch from Reddy. Swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball gets Canada, and that's the first strikeout of the game for Reddy. They're now two away here in the top of the fourth inning. So here goes Bo Ankeny. The line drive over the right field wall. Solo shot made it 2-0 at the time. Ankeny gets steps back in with two away here in the top of the fourth inning. The Grand Canyon Lope in his third home run of the season. That ties Ian Daugherty for the lead. He hit one last. That one misses high. 1-0. We'll look and see what the league lead is for home runs. Again, Elizabethan has the smallest ballpark in the league. And actually, Pulaski has three players. They Martino, Johnson, and Smith, who have hit five this year. That pitch gets in the corner of the strike zone, and it's 1-1. Elizabethan's 4, Warren Carpellotti has 4, Michael Groves from Pulaski has 4, Avery Owusu-Aseda has 4, Bo Ankeny and Ian Daugherty have 3 apiece. That's tied for 7th with Evan Applewick of Burlington, Morgan Calopi of Elizabethan, Jackson Feltner of Bluefield, and a whole bunch of other names. So that one's fouled off from Ankeny. It's now 1-2. A whole bunch of names have 3 home runs this season. So 5's a league lead, and it's all from Pulaski. And DeMartino and Smith both combined for 3 home runs in the series earlier this year against Flyboys last week. So there goes the 1-2 with 2 outs to Ankeny. In the dirt, he holds off of it, and deuces are wild for the first baseman. Looking to possibly extend the lead here with one swing of the bat. They get a 3-1 ball game. Flyboys up by just a run after the Wispix scored in the bottom of the third. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball finds the bottom of the corner. Strike zone. Bo Ankeny saying no way to the umpire, but it just found the bottom corner. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Reddy. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. So we head to the bottom of the fourth. Flyboys still holding on to a 2-1 lead. Can the Wispix score again? We'll find out here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Forge Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Forge Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yeah, 2-1 lead for the Flyboys in the bottom of the fourth inning. And fans, tomorrow is Thursday at Pioneer Park. Flyboys take on the Elizabethan River Riders. First pitch set for 7 o'clock. And when you're out there, go ahead and get you one of those $3 20-ounce beers. And when you're picking a selection, pick Wicked Weed, because Wicked Weed's the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed's been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park tomorrow, or Thursday, or at your local East Tennessee retailer today. Hope to see you out there this weekend. Three games on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the Flyboys, and then, of course, 4th of July celebration on Monday. All those games start at 7 o'clock. We'll have fireworks on Monday. Tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. Hope to see you there. Back here in West Virginia in the first pitch from Wall to Wiley is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Wiley got a single his last time up. See, skies that one straight into the air. Wall's going to back off the mound. Doug Leeds going to come in and makes the catch, and there's one away. The ball literally went straight up into the air, so Wall just kind of waited, let his teammates get caught off for him, and Wall from UC Irvine. As Lawrence will step in, catcher, he is draw a walk back in the second inning. Four walks issued today by Wall, but only the one run given up as first pitch misses for a ball. 1-0. Here's a 1-0 pitch to Gardner Lawrence. Swing and a miss. Now 1-1. Lawrence played for Johnson City for a couple of days, then got sent down to the developmental site, and then moved over to the Princeton Whistle Pigs, where he's been for a while now. The 1-1 outside, 2-1. Actually, after Johnson City series at Pioneer Park, he went to the developmental site and then went to Princeton, so he got to go to Pioneer Park two series in a row. Sounds outside, 2-1. Hang in, just 087, but drew a walk his last time up. The 2-1 pitch from Wall. That one's ripped line, drive toward right field, goes over the head of Ankeny, going to the wall. Rounding first is Lawrence. Pinkston finds it, finally throws it in. But that's a one-out double for Lawrence. West Pigs have a runner in scoring position with just one out. So that's the fourth hit of the day for the Whistle Pigs. As A.J. Solomon steps in. Solomon grounded out to end the second inning his last time up. That was a runner in scoring position with just one out, and Gardner Lawrence after his one-out double. Wall checks on Lawrence in second, now comes forward, and dirt blocked by Collins, and it's 1-0. Lights have started to come on at Honeycutt Field, but not really needed yet as the sun's still setting. Shade on the mound, but everywhere else still bathed in sunlight as a gorgeous sunset. It's off to our left behind the stadium. Gonna check over, throw back to second, and not in time. Is getting back plenty of time as Lawrence. In the bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1 lead for the Flyboys, but Lawrence stands at second base in scoring position for A.J. Solomon. Looking like it's going to shape up to be another exciting ball game here between these two teams. The 1-0. That one gets in there for a strike, breaking ball, 1-1. After the 9-3 game that Princeton won, they scored six runs at the top of the fourth. Princeton won 6-5. Flyboys scored a run in the bottom of the ninth, but could not score anymore. And last night, Flyboys held off the Whistlepigs in the final six innings of the ball game to win it 7-6. A pair of one-run games in the last two meetings. One-run game here again. 1-1. Chopped by Solomon over to first. Ankeny's going to throw it to Wall covering first base. Productive as the ground out does move. Lawrence now to third base for the Bows, but they're two away here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the Bows, and the Bows today is 2-for-2 of a run score. Has a single and a triple. This is the guy you definitely want up to bat if you're the Whistle Pigs. A tying run 90 feet away. Here's the pitch from Wall to the Bows. That one's high, 1-0. Wonder if they're going to try an unintentional walk where you kind of throw around the plate, see if you can get somebody to chase here. Find a strategy. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball hangs in the air high. Running in is Saylor. Saylor can't find it. Lands in front of him. That's an RBI single for the Bows. And this game is tied. That one just kind of hung in the air and then died right in front. Dub Glee couldn't get there in time either. Again, Saylor's having to look right into the sun. And the Bows ties this one up with an RBI single. And two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So the Bose has reached every single time he's been on base. And we are tied at two as Woody Adeen steps up. He brought in the Bose off of an error by Bo Ankeny over at first base and looked to bring the Bose home again and give the Whistle Pigs a lead. Tied up ball game at two apiece. That one's outside. Collins drops the ball, and the Bose is in scoring position after stealing second. Five hits in the ball game for the Whistle Pigs, and scored two runs, and the Bose has been responsible, scoring one and brought in another. 2-2 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Bose stands at second after stealing second base. 1-0 count to Woody Hedin. That one gets in there, breaking ball for a strike, 1-1. So no action from the Flyboys bullpen yet, so it's on the shoulders of Finn Walls. Flyboys have had two runs off of four hits and one error. Princeton has two runs off of five hits and no errors for the Whistle Pigs. Wall's going to check second, the 1-1. That one breaks low. Collins blocks it, now 2-1. So Wall trying to go after that breaking ball. Whistle Pigs kind of holding off right now. Two-one pitch with two outs coming here in the bottom of the fourth. Tied ball game at two runs apiece. Flying Boys and the Whistle Pigs. They've made a couple of fun ones this year. That one's hit underneath, hangs in the air in right field. Daniels looks for it. Now Pinkston calls him off, and Andrew Pinkston makes the catch, and that ends the inning, but not before Jalen DeBose once again. RBI single, and the Whistle Pigs tie it up at two. Take the lead back. Let's find out when we return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tied ball game here, going to the top of the fifth inning between the Whistle Pigs and the Fly Boys. Looking around the rest of the Appy League, looping out 4-1 in the top of the sixth on Pulaski. They have runners at first and second through the River Turtles, though, so looking to crawl back on that one. Johnson City up on Burlington again, 2-0 in the top of the fifth. So the Doughboys have been the fourth in the side of the Sock Puppets this year. They'll have to make a comeback against Johnson City. Danville's up 2-0 on Kingsport in the top of the fifth, so that's a little surprising there in Kingsport. And then Bristol, after ending their six-game losing streak last night, they're up again 2-1 on Elizabeth in the top of the fifth. It's kind of a wild night in the Appy League. You never know what you're going to get. And we have a good one here, tied at two runs apiece, as Andrew Pinkston steps in for the second time this season, 0-for-1. Ground out so far. The Northwestern University Wildcat making his first appearance in the Appy League. Crispy season in there for a strike. Hit 250 with two doubles and 13 RBI. Also drew 18 walks. An on-base percentage of .422. Also had four stolen bases. So very good for the Wildcats this year as Pinkston finds him on the strike zone. That's pitch from Reddy. It's 0-2. Reddy has two strikeouts, including back-to-back strikeouts to end the fourth inning. Looking for his third in a row. The 0-2 to Pinkston in the dirt. It's now 1-2. This will be Ray's 50th pitch of the ball game. He has thrown 35 strikes, looking to get more efficient. Here again, he's just given up two bad pitches of reeling two home runs for the Flyboys. The 1-2. That one's hit. Shot towards second. Solomon makes the catch. Throw over the first, and there's out number one. So back-to-back ground outs for Pinkston so far in his debut with the Flyboys. One away in the top of the fifth inning. Now we're up Kian Saylor, who ground out to Woody Hedin to end the second inning. That was a tough play. It was a ball hit the middle. Hedin runs all the way over from shortstop, makes the stop, throws it to first, and steals a hit away from Saylor. Here's the one-out pitch, and it's 1-0. Saylor, of course, had that ball land just right in front of him in the outfield, and that's where allowed the run to score, RBI single. Back in the fourth inning, scored Lawrence, 1-0. That one gets the edge of the strike zone, now 1-1. Saylor had a sack fly against Elizabethton. So a run scored in that Saturday ball game against the River Riders. Of course, five was unfortunately no hit on Sunday. 1-1. That one's hit sky high in the air. Nubbed off the end of the bat. It's going to hang around the air. Hedin. Ball is going to let everybody off. And then the last second, his left fielder, Jack Burton, caught in disastrous for the Whistle Pigs. But instead, communication at the last minute comes through. And there's two away. And Miles Smith back up. Good to see Miles Smith back up. He was hit by a pitch right off his foot back in the third inning. Was checked out in the dugout and decided to keep him in the ballgame. So let's see how Smith does here. He's also out on a double play by Doug Gleed. It's big swing and a miss, 0-1. Smith looking for his third home run of the season as well on that swing. A home run against Elizabethan last Saturday. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming from Reddy to Smith. Smith chops that one over to Solomon. Slow roller. Solomon can't handle it. And that's probably going to be an infield single. That would have been a tough play for A.J. Solomon. I believe that should be ruled a single for sure, as Solomon was running up to charge it, and they will rule a single. So, fifth hit of the ball game for the Flyboys. Off the infield single by Miles Smith. So, Smith gets his first hit of the day with two outs, and Dub Gleed coming up the bat, and Gleed would love to bring his teammate from UC Irvine home. I would love his second home run of the season for sure. Had one early tonight. First pitch he sees, Gleed fouls it off toward the Flyboys dugout. 0-1. Hit a home run. Back in the first inning, and then grounded out into a double play. Back in the third. On deck's Brock Daniels, who has back-to-back singles tonight, so love to get to him if you're the Flyboys. The 0-1 breaks in there for a strike. Smith's going to steal second. And Smith kind of slow to get up, sliding into second. He's holding his leg now, kind of stretching it out, and he's crouching on second base and looks to be fine. Again, got hit in the now standing up, looks to be fine, looks to be okay, maybe just jam him a bit. Here comes the 1-2. That one's hit to left field, going to hang in the air, and Burton can't get there. Smith's rounding third. He's going to score. Gleed is heading to second base. That's an RBI double for Doug Gleed. And the Flyboys retake a 3-2 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. So Doug Gleed scores Miles Smith from second. Now Gleed in scoring position. Sixth hit of the ball game for the Flyboys. That third run, they retake the lead. Here goes Brock Daniels, who's been perfect tonight. 2-for-2 of a single, with two singles. If he can get one to the outfield, he can trade places with Gleed and would double up the lead. 3-2 now on top of the fifth. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Two outs here. Daniels trying to bring home Gleed. So sacrifice won't work as Gleed got a hold of one that just curved around Burden. Went to the left field corner. Smith was able to score. Daniel. Doug Gleed has two RBI tonight. Two hits. The 0-1 to Daniels. In the dirt, it's block 1-1. Can't see the Whistlepig bullpen from our vantage point, so can't quite tell if anybody's getting warmed up from Princeton. No action in the Greenville bullpen, so you got to assume Thin Wall is going to come back out once again. The 1-1 pitch to Brock Daniels. Daniels skies that one into the air. Cornier is going to run over in foul territory and cannot make the catch. Amir Cornier had Daniels dead to rights. That should probably be an error. That ball hung in the air, and it goes off his glove, and it's just a strike, and Daniels can walk back to the box and reset. That one probably should be ruled in, as that would have ended the inning. Daniels will look to step back into a 1-2 count and make the Whistlepigs pay as Cornier just drops that one out of his glove. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming to Daniels. That one's hit foul and out of play, and Daniels stays alive again. So Daniels is able to get lucky and stay alive a couple of times. Cornier literally had that one in his glove. You thought the inning was over. Gleed was walking to the dugout as well. And Cornier just drops the ball. Still not ruled an error, however, though. The 1-2. That one's hit to the outfield, hanging in the air in center field, but it will hang up a little too long and is caught by the center fielder, DeBose, and the error, or the dropped foul, ball does not come back to haunt the Whistlepigs, but an RBI single from Doug Gleed has given the Fly Boys the lead back here in the top of the fifth. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Can the Fly Boys defense come up again? Up 3-2 now here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now up here, hanging to the bottom of the fifth inning, and Finn Wall back out for another inning of work. After what's the biggest? Flyboys scored two in the first and second inning, and then the what's the biggest score run in the third and the fourth inning, and now the Flyboys back with a run in the fifth. So I've been trading off runs so far. Have the Flyboys and the Whistlepigs. Dub Gleed has a pair of RBIs today. Here comes Reeves. The first pitch he sees, he fouls off 0-1. Landon Reeves 0-1 today. Has drawn a walk. Grounded out to first is last time up. The 0-1. That one misses outside 1-1. Still no action in the Flyboy bullpen. They have found a chair. Someone has found a chair just sitting right in the middle of the bullpen. I can't tell who that is, but they look very comfy. 1-1, swing and a miss on a breaking ball as Wall is working quickly. 1-2. They are absolutely just chilling out there. I can't quite tell who that is. I would assume Riley Taylor. No, Riley Taylor's standing up, so can't quite tell from here. 1-2. Breaking ball just misses away, and Wall does not agree with the call, and now it's 2-2. 2-2 pitch coming from Wall to Reeves. Fires in the dirt, and now the count runs full, so Wall working quickly. He's actually rolled his sleeves up. Kind of looks like the sleeveless style that Cleveland Reds have used before. He's rolled his sleeves all the way up. Trying to maybe get some more air under his arms. Payoff pitch coming. That one's high, and that is a walk. Pardon me. Nope, that was just ball three. So Reeves will step back in. Now it's a full count. Here's the payoff pitch. Reeves skies that one to center field, and Saylor will walk underneath it and makes the catch for out number one. I thought that was a full count right there, and that was a walk, but, hey, I don't get paid to be an umpire. I get paid to announce, and I must have missed it.
Number 46,
Amir Cornier will step in. Cornier, 0-for-1, but drew a walk. His last time up. Well, Strand at second in the third inning. That pitch gets in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Cornier had a drop the foul ball, a ball in foul territory out of his glove, but no harm was done as Daniels flew out to end the fifth inning, and that ball gets in the dirt by Collins, 1-1. This will be the 75th pitch of the ball game for Finn Wall. As now some action going in the Fly Boys bullpen. That ball finds going to the strike zone. 1-2. Looks like Jordan Hamburg is warming up in the Fly Boys bullpen. The 1-1 pitch from Wall. Pardon me, the 1-2 pitch from Wall. That one's hit high into the air and will get out of play before Collins can get to it. Everybody already set. 1-2 of one out. A 3-2 lead for the Flyboys after the RBI single by Dub Gleed. Put the Flyboys back ahead here in the bottom of the fifth on a beautiful night in Princeton, West Virginia. The 1-2. That one's way high. Collins has to stand up to try to grab it, but goes out of his glove. It's now 2-2. Love to have Wall go at least five innings. He went six the last time he started. If he can get two more outs, he can do just that and keep the Flyboy lead. The 2-2 pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Collins, and the count runs full for the second straight batter. There's been some long at-bats. Start off this fifth inning. Wall has walked four today, but has three strikeouts. So that one is hit high into the air from Cornier. To right field, going to be a tough play for Pinkston and actually calling off. And that one hung in the air for enough for Daniels to run over. He makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Heads-up play by Brock Daniels. That one doesn't go off his glove like the last play that was similar to that. See, corrals that one, and there are two away for Jag Burden. Burden drew a walk his last time up. Swings the first pitch he sees, golfs it over to Pinkston in the right field. Pinkston on the run, makes the get. No, it goes off his glove into the wall, and Burden's going to get a two-out double. Well, Pinkston caught that one, but Pinkston just missed it and went off the wall where he caught it in front of. There's a pole right in the way. He disappeared behind the pole, and it went off a white subway sign. And that's a two-out double for Jack Burden. For Henry Cook, Cook has a pair of strikeouts today, and now Coach Andy Collins is going to come out and talk to his pitcher, give some time for Hamburg to warm up. That's the sixth hit of the day for the Whistle Pigs. They have a runner in scoring position for Henry Cook. That's the third double of the season for Jack Burden. So again, he sits in scoring position with two away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Flyboys holding a slim 3-2 lead. Your Cook was phenomenal last night, but has struck out twice tonight. So Wall is and out away from getting out of this inning and preserving the Flyboy lead. So here comes Henry Cook up for two tonight, but again, does have that home run last night and the triple. Scored two runs. Here's the first pitch coming from Wall to Cook. Breaking ball goes off of Collins' chest, and now 90 feet away is Burden off the passed ball. So whistle picks tying run, sits at third base now. That pitch goes off the chest protector of Avery Collins. It's a 1-0 count to Henry Cook. Sun is set for the most part here at Honeycutt Field. And that's set. Sunset behind us here. The 1-0 pitch. That one's outside now. 2-0. Wall trying to go five innings and preserve the one-run lead for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the fifth. Burden over at third base. And that one's hit sky into the air. Going to hang up high into right field. Pinkston will make the catch and end the inning. And well, he dropped it at last second, but no, he dropped the sunglasses as Pinkston makes the catch and ends the inning. So whistle pigs get a two-out double, go run to third base, but can't score, and Flyboys have a slim 3-2 advantage. We're at the top of the sixth inning. Flyboys looking to extend their lead. Flyboys broadcast network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Heading to the sixth inning here in Princeton, West Virginia, as the Flyboys hold a 3-2 lead over the Whistle Pigs. And they're going to be a call to the bullpen for Princeton to close the door on Rob Reddy. He goes five innings, goes up six hits, three runs, all earned. Strikes out two and hits a batter. Also give it those two home runs from Gleed and Ankeny as Deaton Oak warms up the right-hander out of West Virginia. LaGrange, Kentucky native, pardon me. This season, Oak has gone 15 and two-thirds of an inning and has given up eight hits, five runs. He's hit two batters, six walks, but 18 strikeouts for Oak. This season, a 2.87 ERA. Last appearance was 6 days ago at Elizabethton, which he got the start. Went four innings, didn't allow a single hit. That's part of that no-hitter that Elizabethton, or Princeton had for a while against Elizabethton before holding on for a 3-2 win. Hit a batter and walked three, but struck out six. As he has been solid this season. His only blemish, really, is against Bristol back on June 18th. Game one of a doubleheader. Went three and a third of an inning and five hits, three runs, walking one, but still struck out five against the State Liners back on June 18th. Looking to keep it a one-run ball game here as the Flyboys lead it 3-2, entering the top of the sixth inning. Oak coming into pitch for the Whistle Pigs, and he'll face David Bishop. Lead off, Bishop is reached on a fielder's choice back in the first and is grounded out. He's also hit by a ball. The bat, Avery Collins. So Oak will get set, and here's the first pitch to Bishop. Allen breaks in there for a strike, 0-1. Got a little Big 12 matchup here with Oak out of West Virginia and Bishop out of TCU. Meeting here in the Appy League. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Deaton Oak. Bishop checks swing, and they're going to say he went around. It's 0-2. That was a good pitch by Oak, a little breaking ball down away. Oak's been solid in his relief efforts with the Whistle Pigs this year, trying to keep it a one-run game, the 0-2. That one's hit to the outfield liner and will be caught by the center fielder DeBose, and there's one away. That was a hard shot liner, but it hung in the air a little too much, and DeBose able to walk underneath and grab it for the first out of the sixth inning. He's Avery Collins, 0 for 2 today. Grounded out his last time up. The Greenville, Tennessee native. Bang, 250 on the year now. Is Avery Collins, switch hitter, moves to the other side of the box. First pitch he sees, grounder over to Solomon. Solomon picks it up for the first in time. And on four pitches, Oak has two outs. And that brings up Aiden Kennedy. Kennedy 0 for 2, struck out his last time up. And they look to get off the schneid a little bit here. He's averaged down to 241 on the season. Because Oak has earned four pitches, four strikes, and has two outs. He is working quickly here. He's trying to keep Princeton in this ball game. Down just one first pitch to Kennedy. That one's hit to the outfield and will get down. So there's a two-out single for Aiden Kennedy. Seventh hit of the ball game for the Fly Boys and first hit given up by Oak. They thought Oak was going to get a quick 1-2-3 inning, but Kennedy's able to lace one to the outfield, two-out single. And Bo Ankeny steps in. Ankeny struck out his last time up. Does have the home run over the right field wall earlier today. That time made a 2-0 ball game. Now a 3-2 lead for the Fly Boys here in the top of the sixth inning. Two outs after the Aiden Kennedy single. There's Ankeny, swing and a miss, breaking ball. That was left up high at first and then dropped down. And that one was left up by Oak. It'd be over toward Princeton High School that sits behind the outfield wall. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's hit foul, and Oak is a strike away getting out of this inning. Every single pitch Oak has thrown today has been a strike. Grant's only thrown seven, but still, that's efficient work. He is coming right at the batters. Not fooling around, making them swing. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Oak to Bo Ankeny. Oak gets set. Then he fires. Outside, that's the first ball he's thrown. Kennedy's going to stay at first base, and it's 1-2. Tried to get Ankeny to chase. It was dropped by the catcher, Lawrence, but no harm done as Kennedy doesn't advance. He didn't want to be the last out at second base. So it's cooling down a bit outside. But the wind has calmed down considerably from earlier in this ball game. The 1-2 pitch to Bo Ankeny. Oak fires. Ankeny gets underneath that one, pops it sky high into the air. Solomon looks for it. Now it's called off, caught by the first baseman with a whistle pig. Reeves, and that ends the inning. So Aiden Kennedy gets a two-out single, but can't do anything with it. Fly Boys still lead 3-2. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. As it looks like Jordan Hamburg's coming out of the bullpen. We'll tell you about him as he gets set for an inning of work out of the bullpen. Bullpen was phenomenal last night for the Fly Boys. Can they do it again tonight here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever. Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jordan Hamburg now out of the pen for the Flyboys. The Coppin State Eagle plays both ways. Plays in the field and also as a pitcher. And pitching tonight for the second time in the Athlete League. And had a heck of a performance against Elizabethan back on June 25th. He got the win in two innings of work. Gave just one hit, walked one, and struck out two. Greenville knocked off Elizabethan on June 25th, 11-1. Close book on Finnegan Wall. He goes five innings, gives up two runs off of six hits, walks four, and strikes out three. The Flyboys have a slim 3-2 lead as David Wiley steps in. First pitch, Hamburg in there on the corner for a strike on one. Wiley, 1-for-2 tonight. He had a single his first time up. Out the short his last time up. 0-1 misses, and it's 1-1. Jordan Hamburg helped lead the Coppin State Eagles to a MEAC championship and appearance in the NCAA tournament, where they were ultimately fell to the ECU Pirates and the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses low, 2-1. Hamburg was a pitcher for that ECU game. He got rocked for about 9 runs as the Pirates rolled over the Eagles, but position player had 4 RBI as the Eagles just could not quite come back against the Chanticleers, falling 10-9 in the elimination game the next day. So Coppin State, a very good team this season. 2-1. Breaking ball gets in there. Nice pitch from Hamburg. It's 2-2. Hamburg looking for his third strikeout of the year, his first of the night, and his Flyboys hold to a slim 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 2-2 pitch. In the dirt. And now the count runs full, 3-2. Lawrence on deck, who came around the score his last time up after getting a double in the fourth inning. And the score off the single by DeBose. Payoff pitch coming from Hamburg. Fires. And that one's outside. And that's a leadoff walk for Wiley here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's now 5 walks tonight. Total for the Flyboys. And, of course, the first batter Hamburg sees, he walks as Gardner Lawrence steps in. Had a double his last time up. Came around the score. Also drawn a walk, so he's reached both times. He has been to the plate today. Here's a pitch from Hamburg in the dirt, blocked by Collins. He finds it. Throw to second is offline, and just sliding underneath the tag was Wiley. Collins had to bobble that one for a split second, and the throw was offline. Daniels had to reach for it, sliding in, and could not quite get the tag on. I will have nobody out. Now Collins is going to talk to his pitcher, Jordan Hamburg. Looking around the Appy League, Bluefield up 6-3 on Pulaski in the top of the seventh. Burlington's now storming back, take a 4-2 lead on Johnson City in the bottom of the sixth. The Doughboys need to answer. Danville's up 4-0 on Kingsport, so that's kind of the surprising one. This Kingsport offense has been anything but quiet this season. They are now getting shut out by the Otterbots at home. And in Bristol, up on Elizabethan, 4-2 in the top of the sixth with runners on the corners and just one out. State Liners looking to start a new winning streak of their own after losing 6 in a row. I believe that would be Bristol's first sweep of the season. 3-2 lead for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the sixth inning, but David Wiley draws a walk and still second. Gardner Lawrence is at the plate. The 1-0 pitch from Hamburg. Breaking ball misses just low, and it's 2-0. not a tight strike zone, just not one that you're not going to get a lot of low calls from this umpiring crew here this series. Here's a 2-0 pitch from Hamburg. That one's awesome. Dirt 3-0. Now that's, I believe, five straight balls. Yes, five straight balls thrown by Jordan Hamburg. Here's the 3-0 pitch to Gardner Lawrence. That one gets in there for a strike. Just finds the corner of the strike zone. Lawrence thought that was ball four, and Lawrence asked him where it hit. And says it hit on the edge as our home plate umpire, so Lawrence stepped back in with a 3-1 count. See what discipline at the plate here. 3-1 coming. Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Lawrence is going to call time. Hamburg has been checking on Wiley considerably this inning. Well, they stole second. Looking off walk and already a arm warming up for the Fly Boys. It's 3-1 in the dirt, blocked by Collins. He can't find it. And off the walk, advancing up 90 feet, is going to be Wiley. And there are runners at the corners with nobody out after back-to-back walks issued by Jordan Hamburg.
Time for the whistle pitch. Second base, number 4, A.J. Solomon.
A.J. Solomon comes up, warming up in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. Is, I believe, Carson Jacobs. Yes, Carson Jacobs warming up in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. So, runners at the corners, nobody out for Solomon. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1 from Hamburg as he's walked the first two batters he's seen today. Double play doesn't help you here because still score a run on the ground out. Solomon is 0 for 2 today. This one, the 0-1. That one's in the dirt. Collins blocks it. No runners are going to advance. It's 1-1. So Hamburg's trying the breaking ball as well. And hasn't got anybody to bite really on it with the whistle pitch. He's thrown 13 pitches, just 4 strikes as Jordan Hamburg in this one. Runs at the corners, nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning for A.J. Solomon. Hamburg gets set and fires. That one is going to hit Solomon, and it's not the appearance you want if you're Hamburg out of the bullpen. He's walked two and now hit a batter, and the bases are loaded for the Whistle Pigs with nobody out. And, of course, it's Jalen DeBose, the most dangerous hitter on the team tonight. Just scored an RBI. He has been phenomenal tonight. And anything to the outfield is going to score a run. If a ball gets down, that could score multiple and give the Whistle Pigs the lead. It's a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. This pitch. That one finds going to a strike zone 0-1. Hamburg's walked two and has hit a batter. Well, the bases are loaded for the Bows. One swing of the bat, the Bows can tie it up or do more. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Jordan Hamburg. That one's hit over the first base side, gets through. One run's going to score. Another run's going to score. Rounding first is the Bows. And then they're going to hold up the runner, Solomon. Solomon falls down. He's in a pickle between third and home. Throw to Collins. And now back and forth we go. And they're going to tag out Solomon. But that is a 2-RBI double for the Bows. He advances all the way to third base on the rundown between Solomon and home plate. But a 2-RBI double, that's all you need. And DeBose on that one is a home run short of the cycle. And now Princeton leads it 4-3. Because of that, DeBose is just 90 feet away from scoring himself. Woody Hedin steps in with one out here in the bottom of the sixth, a 4-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs. First pitch breaks away, and it's 1-0. The Bows tonight is 4-for-4 with 3 RBI and has a chance to score his second run of the ball game. The 1-0 of one out. Swing and a miss. Strike one as Hedin was trying to send that one to the outfield. He's 0-for-3 but has an RBI after reaching on an error by Bo Ank. Back in the third inning, that scored a run. The 1-1. That one's chopped foul and oh, the play can't be made by the coach over at third for the Whistle Pigs, and it's 1-2. That's Jim DeBose's first double of the season. It's an RBI double. It scores Wiley and Lawrence, but Solomon is out after he slipped, rallying third base, and that's caught in a pickle. The 1-2 pitch with one out coming. There it is. That one's just fouled off by Hedin, and he stays alive. Now a 4-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hamburg looks gave up the RBI double to DeBose. The 1-2 from Jordan Hamburg. Fires. That one finds a corner of the strike zone. Strike three is called. Hedin does not like it. Just found the corner, did Hamburg, and there's two away here in the bottom of the sixth.
Hello, it's the Whistle Pigs. First base, number 7, Lester Reeves.
So that brings up number 7, Landon Reeves. And that ball's in there for a strike, 0-1. 4-3 lead now as Reeves is 0-for-2, is on a walk today. Is Hamburg trying to settle in after walking two, hitting a batter, and giving up the RBI double, two RBI double from DeBose that has given the Whistle Pigs the lead. 0-1, swinging a miss, and Hamburg looking for back-to-back strikeouts to get out of this inning. The 0-2 pitch coming. Hamburg to Reeves. 4-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs now in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the 0-2. Swing, and it's fouled off to the glove of Collins. That's 3 pitches, 3 strikes. Strikeout, 2 RBI double from Jalen DeBose has put the Whistle Pigs up on top, 4-3. Fly Boys will look to answer when we return. Fly Boys, Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
4-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs, heading to the top of the seventh inning, and fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. Fonda McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. New experienced agents guide you in every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail, so there's no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call McCray Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866, or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. Also find the McCray Real Estate Group on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. 4-3 lead now for the Whistle Pigs as we head to the top of the seventh inning. And Andrew Pinkston comes up for the third time today as Pinkston's still looking for his first hit. In his first game in the Appy League, 0-2. Today is the Northwestern Wildcat product out of Smyrna, Georgia. We'll face David Oak once again. Here's the pitch. Squaring the bunt was Pinkston. It gets fouled off to the glove, and it's 0-1. Cameron Liberte get a bunt single the other. No one's been attempted by the Fly Boys this year that have gone to play. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Pinkston. He's going to pull back and look like he's going to swing away there, but holds off on a ball and a feet 1-1. Deaton Oak, pardon me. This pitcher, he's thrown 11 pitches, 9 strikes, so he has been very efficient. His short outing today, the 0-1. That one's at foul by Pinkston. It's 0-2. Pinkston still looking for his first hit in the Appy League, looking to avoid an 0-for day. His Appy League debut. 0-1-2. That one's chopped slowly over to Hedin. Hedin picks it up, throws across his body in time. Good play from Hedin. And you can just put that on repeat, it seems like, as Woody Hedin has been phenomenal over at short all season for the Whistle Pigs. Ken Saylor comes up. He's up for two today. Flew out to left his last time up. So Fly Boys have now trail it 4-3 to the Whistle Pigs. Ken Saylor hits that one to the outfield. Butt's going to hang in the air. DeBoe's going to grab it. Makes a couple of steps to the right. And there's two away quickly here in the top of the seventh inning. Back to the top of the order. And Miles Smith still out there. He looked like he was a little banged up after he came around to score. So he had a single back in the fifth. Came around to score off the RBI double by Gleed, but looked like he was kind of banged up. Remember, he got hit in the foot by a pitch earlier tonight. Looks to be okay as he has two outs and they're in the top of the seventh. First pitch from Oak, breaking ball, and just missed. I mean, it just missed low. Everybody was kind of standing here waiting at first, but it's called a ball. Oak gets a sign and delivers the 1-0. That one breaks in, and now it's 2-0. That one almost clips Smith again, so Smith kind of beaten up right now, but hoping he can finish out this ball game and hoping he can get the Fly Boys the lead back. Down 4-3 and top of the seventh, 2-0. Breaking ball gets in there. Good pitch from Oak, and it's now 2-1. Sun's starting to set. Last room, it's the sunshine. Shining out here right at 9 o'clock here in Princeton, West Virginia. 2-1 breaks down away. Now 3-1. Oak has had a problem with walking batters at times this season. He's getting up just one hit, but hasn't walked into anybody yet. But now faces a 3-1 count to Smith. Smith looks at that one for a strike on the corner. Now the count runs full, two outs. Four free lead for the Whistle Pigs here in the top of the seventh. Two outs, 3-2 pitch coming from Deaton Oak to Miles Smith. Oak sets back and fires. That one's hit over the head of Oak. Hedin charges in. It goes off of second base, and Smith's going to reach on an infield single. That was going to be another tough play for Hedin. He probably would have made it, but it literally bounced off of second base and rolled to the outfield off a ricochet, and that is a two-out single for Miles Smith. And that brings up Dub Gleed, so so now 8 hits tonight for the Fly Boys. And Dub Gleed, who has 2 RBI tonight, look to bring home Smith again after an RBI double his last time up. Gleed looks at the first pitch strike in there. Oak 0-1. Take the weird hop. This inning's over. But again, second base being where it's located, and ball bounced off, went flying toward left field. 0-1 coming to Dub Gleed. That one is in there for a strike. Finds the corner. Now it's 0-2. So Oak will strike out. Can get out of this jam after giving up the two-out single to Miles Smith. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Deaton Oak. Going up to a 4-3 lead. Gets set. And he'll fire. And time's going to get called by Gleed as Oak was standing there for a while. Looks like the catcher, Lawrence, took a while to get set as well. Now the 0-2 pitch coming with two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. The 0-2. Swing and staying alive is Gleed on a breaking ball. Kind of jammed him up. Defensive swing there, fouled off. The backstop, and Gleed will get the reset. Looking to bring home Miles Smith again for his, would be his third RBI of the day. He's had a homer and an RBI double. He's also grounded out into a double play. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Oak to Gleed. Swing and a miss, strike three on a breaking ball, and Oak gets out of the inning. So the Fly Boys get a two-out single from Miles Smith. Can't score. It's time to stretch in Princeton. Whistle Pigs holding on to a 4-3 advantage here. At the bottom of the seventh inning on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
PopUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Fourth relief for the Whistle Pigs here in Princeton, West Virginia, as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Looking around the Appy League, Bluefield up 10-3 on Pulaski as the Ridge Runners have exploded to take a commanding lead now in the bottom of the seventh. Burlington now leads Johnson City 5-2, looking to avoid being swept by the Doughboys. Danville up 5-0 now on Kingsport, and the bases are loaded for the Otterbots with two outs, top of the seventh. So things getting interesting there between the Otterbots and the Axemen. And they just scored to make it 8-0. So Danville is up 8-0 in the bottom of the seventh on Kingsport. Bristol up 5-2 on Elizabethton, and the State Lions have runners at second and third with nobody out. So got a lot of offense going. Have relatively lower scoring game here between these two. 4-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs. In the bottom of the seventh inning as Amir Cornier steps in to face Jordan Hamburg, who's out for another inning of work. Breaking ball gets in there for a strike. 0-1. Cornier is up for two today, but has drawn a walk back in the third inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Jordan Hamburg. That one's high, and fastball misses 1-1. Win for the Whistle Pigs. We're giving the series victory of the season of the Fly Boys, and they would be up 3-1, losing last night. 1-1 fouled off right in front of us. It's 1-2, and swept the Fly Boys at Pioneer Park. The Fly Boys, would complete the sweep here of the Whistle Pigs and would move to above 500 with win number 13 on the season. It'll be over 500 for the first time this season. Coming at 12-12, Princeton at 10-14, the 1-2. That one's up the end of the bat foul. Toward the dugout. Looking like a little check swing for Cornier. That is Carson Jacobs warming up in the bullpen. Do expect to see him if Hamburg gets out of this inning, and probably see Jones in the eighth inning. The 1-2 for Hamburg. In the dirt, no, called strike three. That's a good frame job by Avery Collins. That pitch was low. I'll admit it. Collins got a great frame job there to fool the umpire, and Hamburg gets the strikeout. That's his third straight strikeout. And maybe from our angle I couldn't quite tell, but regardless, it's good for the Fly Boys. That starts off the inning. First straight strikeout for Jordan Hamburg. First pitch strike to Jag Burden. So Hamburg has settled down after walking the first two batters, hitting a batter, and giving up the two RBI double that gave the Whistle Pigs the lead off the bat. Jalen DeBose, the 0-1. That's low in there, 0-2. So that's a similar pitch to what was called strike three. So at least umpires being consistent. I really did think that pitch was a little bit low from my vantage point. But, again, don't get paid to make the call. I just get paid to call the ball game. The 0-2. That one's golf swung foul, and Burden stays alive. Burden today, 1-for-2. Just on a walk and struck out once. The left fielder from Cal, now batting 207 on the season. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Hamburg, looking for his fourth straight strikeout. That one's low and away, 1-2. Hamburg is now using the fastball. He is just looking to blow it right by these Whistle Pig batters. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Jordan Hamburg. That one's hit into the air, going to hang up there. Pinkston's going to call everybody off and will make the catch. Two away. That brings up Henry Cook. Cook's been quiet tonight, unlike last night. He is 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts.
Now batting for the Whistle Pigs, designated hitter number 22, Henry Cook.
And had a home run, a RBI triple last night, but hasn't really factored into this ball game tonight. 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Looking to get going here. First pitch is in the dirt. Hamburg 1-0. So Hamburg has covered nicely as three strikeouts. Again, the two walks, hit batter, and then the one hit is given up. It's that RBI double, two RBI double, that gave the Princeton Whistle Pigs the lead. 1-0 outside, 2-0 with two outs to Henry Cook. My boy's down just by one run. And again, the last two ball games have been decided by just one run between these two teams. 2-0. That one gets the bottom of the strike zone, 2-1. Whistle Pigs won the first game 9-3 after scoring six runs in the second inning, top of the fourth inning, pardon me, and shut down the Fly Boys offense. The rest of that ball game, the 2-1. That one breaks in there for strike two, and now it's 2-2 with two outs. Deuce is wild. Hamburg looking for another strikeout this inning. Two-two pitch with two outs coming from Jordan Hamburg to Henry Cook. 2-2 pitch. In the dirt block, Cook looking to avoid the silver sombrero. And looking to keep the inning alive for the Whistle Pigs. Extend this slim lead. 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh with two outs. A payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. That ends the inning. And two strikeouts that inning from Jordan Hamburg. Fly Boys keep the Whistle Pigs off the board. We head to top of the eighth. Fly Boys down a run. Need to get some offense going. We return to Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Four free lead for the Whistle Pigs. Getting to the top of the eighth inning. So six outs for the Fly Boys to score at least one run and try to extend this ball game. Score all the pressure on the Whistle Pigs, especially if you can push it to the ninth inning. Fly Boys had a lead, but a two RBI double by Jalen DeBose. It's the reason they have a lead now for the Whistle Pigs. Here comes Brock Daniels stepping in to lead off the eighth inning. First pitch he sees, he swings high into the air and fouled out of play. Daniels tonight, 2-for-3. And back-to-back singles to start off his day, but held out his last time up, the 0-1. That one's it. Bat breaks in half, and it's caught by Oak. That bat broke right off the handle, went flying toward the pitcher. Oak didn't flinch. Catches the ball on a line drive right back to him, and that makes the out. What a play by Deaton Oak. So we've seen a bat slung into the stands, and then we've seen one just shatter off of Brock Daniels' hand, and it's been a fun one here tonight. Fourth relief for the Whistle Pigs. Here comes David Bishop up the bat. He's 0-for-3 today. He's been reaching on a fielder's choice early in the ball game. First pitch from Oak. That's a breaking ball down, 1-0. Oak has come in from two scoreless innings for the Whistle Pigs, looking to do what Tucker and Morones did last night for the Fly Boys. Keep the opposition off the board. The 1-0. Breaking ball gets in there for strike one, 1-1. Every Fly Boy has reached base except for Bishop and Collins. Nope, and Pinkston and Saylor. 1-1 gets in there for a strike. Bishop doesn't like the call, but finds bottom of strikes on 1-2. Pinkston, Saylor 0-for-3. Collins 0-for-3. And then Bishop 0-for-3. It's been the top three in the order that have gotten most of the hits. Here's the 1-2. That one's outside, 2-2. Smith's 2-for-3. Also reached on, was hit by a pitch. Leeds 2-for-4, and Daniels 2-for-4. A couple of Kennedy and Ankeny are both 1-for-3 today. 2-2 to Bishop. That one's hit foul off the netting, and everybody resets. So. 3 runs off of 8 hits, 1 error. That error went off the glove of Bo Ankeny, allowed the Bows to score the first run of the ball game back in the third inning. He had a leadoff triple. Dean hit it right toward Ankeny. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Nice breaking pitch. Got Bishop to reach. A second strikeout of the night for Oak. They're now 2 gone in the top of the eighth inning. Avery Collins 0-for-3 tonight.
Catcher number 8, Avery Collins.
Liz is having a hit, but the only thing he hit was David Bishop on a line drive. I don't think they give you a hit for that. I'm not sure how that's actually scored. As he's first pitch swing, chopped over, slow roller to the third baseman for the first is in time, giving his foot on the bag. Nice reach play by Reeves, as having the charge in for that one was Cornier, and he throws across by, gets the out. So No runs for the Fly Boys. And Whistle Pigs will have three outs to try to extend this lead. As it looks like Carson Jacobs is coming in out of the bullpen. We'll tell you about him. So he replaces Jordan Hamburg when we return. Bottom of the eighth inning coming up here from Princeton. Got a tight one. Bottom of the eighth inning on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Four-three lead for the Whistle Pigs in the bottom of the eighth. They will look to extend this lead and put all the pressure, which is still on the Flying Boys. Now Carson Jacobs out the pitch from the bullpen. Puts the book on Hamburg. Gives two innings. Gives him just one hit, but it was a two RBI double from Jalen DeBose. That's giving the Whistle Pigs the lead. Walked two, struck out four, and hit a batter. So Jacobs comes in. He is coming in with a 1-1 record. As 11 and a third of an inning, giving up 13 hits, 13 runs, 11 of those have been earned. He's given up two homers, hit five batters, has walked nine and struck out 11. Opponents are batting .289 off of Jacobs. His last appearance was on Sunday in that seven-inning game against Elizabeth, and he did well. Went two innings, gave up just one hit, and struck out one, so was efficient. Before that, of course, was that 17-14 just high-scoring game against Kingsport, which he got the win to Jacobs and won two-thirds of an inning, gave up three hits, three runs. Only one was earned, hit a batter, walked two. And despite all of that, was able to get a win over the Kingsport Axemen. Or the Fly Boys in that one as Caswell Smith closed that one out. Looking to hold Princeton scoreless and force a bottom ninth frame. As David Wiley steps in, he is 1-for-2 today. Wiley drew a walk, and it came around the score his last time up. It looks at the first pitch strike. That was part of back-to-back walks and a hit batter. Back in the 6-in, 2-RBI double from the Bows. Swings and misses of that one as Jacobs working quickly out of it, too. The entire bullpen for the Fly Boys is kind of just milling around. Kind of standing and very comical looking. They are all very invested in this game. The 0-2. That one's low, but dropped by Collins, 1-2. This is just one of, this is the only game in the bottom of the eighth inning, as every other game is in the top of the eighth or the seventh inning. This one's been moving along a little bit quicker of a pace than the rest of the Appy League contest, the 1-2. Swing and a miss at a high pitch. That one kind of jammed up Wiley, so Jacobs comes in and gets the strikeout to start off. That's now eight strikeouts for the Fly Boys pitching staff. So take away, again, the rough start by Hamburg. You probably still have a slim 3-2 lead in the Fly Boys, but the Fly Boys haven't scored in three innings. Here comes Gardner Lawrence. He swings the first pitch he sees and misses 0-1. Lawrence also drew a walk, and he came around the score on that 2-RBI double by the Bows. You'll have to get a 1-2-3 inning here, so you don't have to face the Bows anymore, who's a perfect 4-for-4, 3-RBI today. 0-1 in the dirt, now 1-1. The Bows is over half the hits for the Whistle Pigs. Wiley and Lawrence have the other two, and then Burden has one. That was in the dirt, 2-1. But the Whispies have drawn six walks, four by Wall and two by Hamburg. And also Solomon was plunked his last time up, and he stands on deck. The 2-1. Breaking ball gets in there. Great pitch from Jacobs. He mixes it up after throwing fastballs. Now it's 2-2 count. That pitch freezes. Lawrence, see if he comes back with a breaking ball. Fastball, and that one went right by him. Back-to-back strikeouts by Jacobs. There's two away here in the bottom of the eighth. So Jacobs out of the pen. Doing some work here. As A.J. Solomon comes up, and if you're the Fly Boys, you want to get Solomon out so you don't have to face the Bows. And keep this a one-run game for your offense. It'll be Canada, Ankeny, and Pinkston up the bat in the ninth inning. That one misses away, 1-0. Solomon, 0-2, was plunked last time up and then was trying to round third to go score and fell down. They got caught between third and home, was eventually tagged out. That pitch is right down the middle in there for a strike, 1-1. Solomon can get to the Bows. You wonder what the Fly Boys may do with him. They may intentionally walk him. But there are two outs, so sack fly wouldn't hurt you. The 1-1. Outside, 2-1. He is, the Bows is a home run short of the cycle. He has had two singles, a triple, and a double today. So the Bows gets another chance to bat. He needs to put one over the wall or inside the park home run. Give him the cycle, a 2-1. Breaking ball in there, now deuces wild to Solomon. So Jacob's looking to shut down all of the speculation from me in this inning and keep it a one-run ball game. 4-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs here in the bottom of the eighth. A 2-2 pitch from Jacobs. Swing and a miss! Strikes out the side, does Carson Jacobs, and keeps it a one-run game. At the top of the ninth, Fly Boys have three outs to score one run. Return here. Exciting finish coming up here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Well, Carson Jacobs strikes out the side and keeps it a one-run ball game for the Fly Boys here in the top of the ninth inning as the Whistle Pigs will look to get out of this one and split the series. As a new pitcher in
for the Whistle Pigs.
That is Michael Goods out of RCSJ Cumberland's of New Jersey. So Michael Goods now in the, trying to get the save here. The three innings for Oak is just two hits, strikes out three. Out of the bullpen. We'll get you the numbers on Goods here. Teammate of Jack Liberio Jr. And RCSJ Cumberland's up in New Jersey. Goods this season has one save on the year in two opportunities. So this is his third chance at the save. He's gone 11 innings, got 9 hits, 9 runs, 6 earned. Walked 9 and struck out 15. And now a pinch hitter for Aiden Canaday is going to be Ian Daugherty. And Ian Daugherty hit a home run last night. That ended up being the game-winning run for the Fly Boys. He can tie it up with one swing of the bat and his fourth home run of the season here. Down by a run here in the top of the ninth inning. Michael Good steps in to face Ian Daugherty. It's first pitch from Goods. Fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Daugherty, of course, the three home runs on the season, including the one last night. Ended up winning the ball game 7-6. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Goods. Breaking ball is high, 1-0. Daugherty batting 296 on the season. Well, 1,012 OPS. He's gotten on. It's been dangerous. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, and now it's 1-2. Ankeny stands on deck, and then Pinkston's in the hole, and already looks like a pinch hitter for Pinkston. I believe that's La Liberte. Might be Jack O'Reilly, though. I just can't quite tell from here. Daugherty's going to call time and step out with the 1-2 coming forward. Daugherty steps in. The 1-2 pitch coming from Michael Goods here in the top of the ninth inning. That one's high, now 2-2. Nobody out. One-run ball game, 4-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming from Goods. Daugherty laces that one right to Hedin, who catches it. And on a little soft liner, makes the first out. That was a great play by Hedin. And Daugherty's going with the first. One umpire, I believe, said it hit the ground. The home plate umpire said it was caught. And now we're going to have a discussion. All the way down and grabbed it before it hit the ground, so he didn't throw the first. Daugherty's standing at first base because he thinks it was a ground ball. One umpire said, it hit the ground. The other umpire says, no, it didn't, and they're going to say that Hedin did catch that ball. And it looked like he did. That's a good call by an umpiring crew. Glad they can sort that out. And a little soft liner by Ian Daugherty. One away for Bo Ankeny. And it is Jack O'Reilly on deck, so he'll come in to replace Pinkston as a pinch hitter. So Riley's got power as well. Hit a home run the other night. Pioneer Park. So Ankeny has a home run tonight. So he'll step in. He's 1-for-3. This is a lone hit of the evening. Pitch from Goods. Breaks down low. 1-0. Looking for the split of the Whistle Pigs. This would be the season series. They would take it 3-1 over Fly Boys after sweeping in Pioneer Park. That one's fouled off to the netting. It's 1-1. Actually goes through the netting and lands in the stadium. Went through the netting on the awning, lands in the stadium, and one lucky fan's going to take home a souvenir. But that happened to me before in Gardner Webb's Bill Masters Field, which is similarly built awning, and one just sneaked through and almost hit me. I was running a camera, so I had more valuable equipment for sure than me over there. 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and now it's 1-2 from Goods on the Ankeny. Bo hits one over the wall. We're tied up again. 4-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs here. Top of the ninth, one out, 1-2 count coming from Goods to Ankeny. In the dirt block is now 2-2. Jack O'Reilly's on deck. And then Kean Saylor, if you can get to him, would be in the hole. It's 2-2 coming to Bo Ankeny from Woods. 2-2 pitch coming. Breaking ball down the dirt, and the count runs full as Ankeny looks to draw a one-out walk and get something going in the top of the ninth. His team down by one run with one away. Payoff pitch from Michael Goods. That one is in there on the corner, strike three. Ankeny can't believe it. That one must have just found the far corner inside. So Ankeny was walking to first, like that was ball four, but it just must have found the corner. So Michael Goods gets the call, strike three, and they're two away for Jack O'Reilly. So O'Reilly comes in for Pinkston. It's the Villanova Wildcat. Replaces a Northwestern Wildcat, and O'Reilly looks to keep hope alive with two outs in the top of the ninth. Keegan Saylor on deck. That one's in the dirt, and it's 1-0. That ball just found the edge of the strike zone on Ankeny. As O'Reilly steps in, 1-0 count. And now it looks like Saylor's been replaced, and pitch is low, 2-0. I believe that is Cameron LaLiberte. That would pinch hit for Saylor if O'Reilly can get on base and extend the inning. The 2-0 from Goods. That one's hit high into the air. Going to hang up, but it will not get out of here. Drops into the glove of Burden and the Whistle Pigs. Hold on. They come from behind. After being down 3-2, a two-run RBI double from Jalen DeBose is the difference maker in the sixth inning as the Whistle Pigs knock off the Flyboys for the 3 series over the Greenville Flyboys. Final score for the 3 in favor of the Whistle Pigs. Well, tough one for the Flyboys for sure, as it was a good one though here at Honeycutt Field. Between these two cross-division foes. So, Flyboys, though, are back at home this weekend. 3 straight home games beginning on Thursday night, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against the Elizabethan River Riders. The Flyboys will have, of course, Thirsty Thursday beginning at 7 o'clock against Elizabethan. $3 20-ounce beers on tap all night long. Come on out to see the Flyboys and the River Riders tomorrow. Have a nice, cool drink at the ballpark. Can't make it Thursday? Okay, Friday. Friday Night Lights. Wear your favorite football jersey. Get $1 off your ticket price. Can't make it Friday? Come on out Saturday. It's Seltzer Saturday. Bud Light Seltzers, $3 cans all night long. Can't come out Saturday? Fine. You're off of work Monday. It's the 4th of July, and we have fireworks that night at 7 p.m. We celebrate our Independence Day against the Johnson City Doughboys. But, of course, we want to see you at all of the ball games. All of these games start at 7 o'clock, and you can find tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. But for some reason, I haven't convinced you to go buy your tickets, or you're just not going to be able to come into town with all the action for you on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. Pre-game show begins at 6:45 p.m. at flyboysbaseball.com. Whistle Pigs take this one 4-3, knocking out the Greenville Flyboys and earning the split. Flyboys look to rebound tomorrow as they take on the Elizabethan River Riders. First pitch set for 7 o'clock. We hope to see you there. As always, have a good night and go Flyboys.